I would enroll in junior college classes in the fall, I told Baba the day after graduation. He was drinking cold black tea and chewing cardamom seeds, his personal trusted antidote for hangover headaches. I think I'll major in English, I said. I winced inside, waiting for his reply. English, he said. Creative writing, I said. He considered this and sipped his tea. Stories, you mean. You'll make up stories. I looked down at my feet. They pay for that, making up stories? If you're good, I said, and if you get discovered. How likely is that, getting discovered? He said. It happens, I said. He nodded. And what will you do while you wait to get good and get discovered? How will you earn money? If you marry, how will you support your khanum? I couldn't lift my eyes to meet his. I'll find a job. Oh, he said, wah wah. So if I understand, you'll study several years to earn a degree, and then you'll get a chatty job like mine, one you could just as easily land today, on the small chance that your degree might, someday, help you get discovered. He took a deep breath and sipped his tea. He grunted something about medical school, law school, and real work. My cheeks burnt, and guilt coursed through me, the guilt of indulging myself at the expense of his ulcer, his black fingernails and aching wrists. But I would stand my ground, I decided. I didn't want to sacrifice for Baba anymore. The last time I had done that, I had damned myself. Baba sighed, and this time tossed a whole handful of cardamom seeds in his mouth. Sometimes, I got behind the wheel of my Ford, rolled down the windows, and drove for hours, from the East Bay to the South Bay, up the peninsula and back. I drove through the grids of cottonwood-lined streets in our Fremont neighborhood, where people who had never shaken hands with kings lived in shabby, flat, one-story houses with barred windows, where old cars like mine dripped oil on blacktop driveways. Pencil-gray chain-link fences closed off the backyards in our neighborhood. Toys, ball tires, and beer bottles with peeling labels littered bare dirt unkempt front lawns. I drove past tree-shaded parks that smelled like bark, past strip malls big enough to hold five simultaneous buzkashi tournaments. I drove the Torino up the hills of Los Altos, idling past estates with picture windows and silver lions guarding the wrought iron gates, homes with cherub fountains lining the manicured walkways and no Ford Torinos in the driveways, homes that made Baba's house in Wazir Akbar Khan look like a servant's hut. I'd get up early some Saturday mornings and drive south on Highway 17 and push the Ford up the winding road through the mountains to Santa Cruz. I would park by the old lighthouse and wait for sunrise, sit in my car, and watch the fog banks rolling in from the sea. In Afghanistan, I had only seen the ocean at the cinema. Sitting in the dark next to Hassan, I had always wondered if it was true what I had read, that sea air smelled like salt. I used to tell Hassan that someday we'd walk on a strip of seaweed-strewn beach, sink our feet in the sand, and watch the water recede from our toes. The first time I saw the Pacific, I almost cried. It was as vast and blue as the oceans on the movie screens of my childhood. Sometimes, in the early evening, I parked a car and walked up a freeway overpass. My face pressed against the fence, I would try to count the blinking red taillights inching along, stretching as far as my eyes could see. BMWs, Saabs, Porsches, cars I had never seen in Kabul, where most people drove Russian Volgas, old Opals, or Iranian Pecans. Almost 2 years had passed since we had arrived in the U.S., and I was still marveling at the size of this country, its vastness. Beyond every freeway lay another freeway. Beyond every city, another city. Hills beyond mountains, and mountains beyond hills, and beyond those, more cities and more people.